All right, so to get started today, how do we grow into the fullness of Christ? There's many ways, but I want to look at one specific way today, and that is how we grow into the fullness of Christ. And to do that, we must be like-minded with Christ and with each other. We must be like-minded with Christ and with each other to grow into that fullness of Christ. So we're going to go ahead and start over in Philippians 2, and we'll read Philippians 2, verse 1 and 2 to get started today. So we read here, "Therefore, if there's any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind." So if we want that comfort and love, if we want that fellowship of spirit, that affection, that mercy that is in Christ, we have to be of one accord, of one mind, or in other words, to be like-minded. So what is it to be like-minded? What does that really mean? Understood and practiced in the right way, being like-minded leads to growth in the body of Christ and in the believer. Misunderstanding what it is to be like-minded can actually be harmful and create division and stunted growth within the body and division. So let's look at those two things. Let's look at what it is to understand it properly and make sure we're not misunderstanding it and creating harm by that statement. So how can being like-minded be a bad thing? How can that create harm or division within the body? Well, how we view the concept of being like-minded will affect how we treat others and our ability to grow into the fullness of Christ. If we see like-mindedness as always in agreement in every detail in the Bible, in every thing in the Word of God, that we see it exactly the same, applied exactly the same in every situation, then what happens is when we encounter somebody with a different view, we tend to withdraw from that. We tend to pull away from them. We tend to shut them down. We don't want to hear it because obviously you're not thinking like me. We're not like-minded. We have to part is what this can lead to. Another way to say it is having the view of being like-minded in everything related to the Word of God is like saying, I am rich and in need of nothing. And we know where that statement is used. Like-minded in and of itself, without proper context and the right understanding, will lead to division and contention within the body. That is the ultimate destination of it. Without proper context and proper understanding. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people use this to justify pulling away from others. Well, I don't want to be with them because they're not like-minded. On one little detail, on one little issue. And they'll pull this out and they'll use this as a form of division, as a form of pulling away versus a form in the right context. There's actually a higher bar set for pulling back from one another. And let's go ahead and look at that higher bar. And that's over in 1 Timothy chapter 6. And we'll start in verse 3. 1 Timothy 6, verse 3. And this is breaking into a little bit of a thought here that Paul was talking to Timothy. And it says, "If anybody teaches otherwise and does not consent to the wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means to gain. From such, withdraw yourself." You know, that's a pretty high bar. That's not just saying we disagree on something that's written in the Word of God or we can see it a gray area differently. in the Word of God. This is talking about somebody who has an attitude is using the Word of God for a means of gain, who is creating strife for his own profit. This is not talking about disagreements or different ways of seeing things. So that's a higher bar than we're not like-minded. To sum it up, I would sum it up this way. Using the reason of like-minded should never be used to justify doing something contrary to the Word of God. We should never use that to do something contrary to what God instructs us to do. So what is the proper understanding and practice of being like-minded? Well, let's go ahead and turn back and read in Philippians again, and we'll continue on in verse 3 through 4. Let nothing done be done. Actually, I want to start back in verse 1. We'll read it all. I think it's worth doing. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, any comfort of love, any fellowship of spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill the joy of being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look not only on his own interests, but also for the interests of others. The proper way of being like-minded is to have that same love, that love of Christ. And it's a lowliness of mind that we are supposed to have towards one another, not that creates division, but esteems each other higher. That doesn't just look on our own interests, but looks on the interests of those around us. That is totally opposite of divisive. That is what bonds and brings people together. And that is how Christ treats us. And this is right in line with what Christ tells us, a familiar scripture for all of us in John 13, 34, and 35, where it says, you know, they will know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another. And in verse 34, it says, Christ sets a higher bar for us that we love others as he has loved us and that we love him as he has loved us. That's a high bar to reach towards. But it's a bar that Christ set for us to reach. This does not mean that disagreements and having differences of views are in conflict with being like-minded. When you think about it, what happened in Acts 15, it says there was no small dissension and dispute about circumcision. No small dissension or dispute. Were they not like-minded? They didn't agree, but it didn't cause division. They worked through it and came to an understanding on it. In our modern history, you know, disagreements led to understanding that Pentecost is on Sunday. We used to previously keep it on Monday when I was really young in the church. Should we not have had those disagreements or differences of views? Were we out of like-mindedness when we were having those debates and discussions? They're not in conflict with one another. To have disagreements is not the problem. It's the attitude behind it. Is it done in love and a pursuit of what's better for each other and what glorifies God? In closing, well, actually, I want to share this. It's kind of interesting when you think about it this way. In the multitude of counsel, there is wisdom. Just think about that for a second. It's not in the multitude of affirmation there is wisdom. When you have counsel and seek counsel with one another, you're going to get different points of views. You're going to get different ideas. And that's where wisdom lies. You don't just go to people to get affirmation. That's not where wisdom lies. So in closing, let's go ahead and read a little bit further in Philippians. And we'll go ahead and read Philippians 3, verses 12 through 13. And this is an attitude that I think we all should have and understand and should be in our heart, one that Paul describes here. Not that I've already obtained or am already perfect or perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to be apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize and upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So, brethren, let's really truly be like-minded, but let's be like-minded in the context and the proper way that God intended us to be like-minded. Let's have that love for one another just as he had for us. When it comes to differences, when it comes to disagreements, let that love of Christ that we're supposed to have see us through that to where we can have good results come from it and good fruits. And that will develop growth within the body, and it will certainly develop growth within each of us if we do this.